Started.
Ready to go? Okay. Today we're going to be discussing Be'ez Hashem four simanim. Shin Tzadi Hei, Tzadi Vav, Tzadi Zayin, and Tzadi Ches. Each one, of course, as every word of Torah is rich and beautiful, we could be marich about each one, but in the need to Be'ez Hashem finish Hilchos Aveilos by the end of the week, we're going to talk about the highlights in each of these simanim. Siman Shin Tzadi Hei, Mitzvim Kukulo is based on the Gemara and the Yud Tesem and Reis in Moikot. The Gemara and the Yud Tesem and Reis in Moikot tells us that in Avel, Heven She'amdu Menachemim Me'etzlo, once the Menachemim depart from the Avel's house on the seventh day of Avelus, then his Avelus can be over. The Ramban writes it doesn't have to be over, but he's permitted, says the Gemara, to end his Avelus with Mitzvim Hayom Kukulo. However, there are three major areas of discussion within this din of Mitzvim Kukula. The first is the status of Mitzvim Kukula at night. The next is if it applies to areas, all areas of Avelus, such as Shiva, Shoshim, and Yudves Chodesh. And the third is Shabbos. We're going to explore these three areas in Mitzvim Kukula. Does Mitzvim Kukula apply at night? Here, Rav Shechter often points out that when he used to ask questions in Shir, so he used to ask, what's the din in such a situation? And there was one Talmud, a Talmud who now is still, Baruch Hashem, still very involved in learning. He often is around, he's a successful physician, but he's often around Beis Medrash all the time, learning in the afternoons. Knew the Chap, he knew that whenever Rav Shechter asked, what's the din in such a situation? What's the simple answer? What do you answer always? Machotras, of course. Dr. David Arbisfeld. And he said that Dr. Arbisfeld always knew who the Machotras was also. He wasn't just guessing Machotras. But here, what's the din? Is Mitzvah to apply at night or not? Of course it is Machotras. Machotras who and who? It's Rov with the Rishonim against the Ramban. The Bali Tosos against the Ramban. The Maram and others against the Ramban. Most Rishonim presume that Mitzvah to applies only by Yom, not by Laila. The Ramban, on the other hand, says no. Mitzvim Kukul applies even by Laila. This is quoted in Mufurish in the Tur. Bachokas in the Tur. However, lest one think the Bali Tosfos are against the Ramban, the Ramban himself quotes what the Tur also quotes. The Maaser in the Tam himself was Mekel B'Shas Lechap to say Mitzvim Kukul by Laila as well. But in Shulchan Aruch we have the Psak that is Dafri Yom, not Laila. What's the rationale for this Bachokas? One of the major linchpins of this Machlokas, if Mitzvim Kukul applies by Laila or only by Yom, is the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah, world famous Gemara in Megillah Daf Chaf, the Mishnah there says in Megillah that Kol Chayv Tzvilos, Tavon Tadarkan, any of one who's Chayv Tzvilos is Tavon at a normal time, and the Mishnah says that Shemeres Yom Kedah Yom can't be Tavelos whenever she wants. She only has to be Tavelos by Yom. What's the Shemeres Yom Kedah Yom? What we call in other places, Zava Katana. A woman who is not a Nida. She's not Roa during a normal time. She has a Riyaz Dam, which does not make sense based on a normal biological calendar. Bilalas Nidasa. This is such a period, such a lack of period, such a Riyaz Dam. The halacha is if she sees once or twice, she's Shmeres Yom Kneved Yom. She's planning for one day. And after the day, after she does a B'dita on that day, and she says, no more Dam, she can go to the mikveh. If she sees three times, then she needs to go to the, she needs to count 7 days before going to the mikveh. And our contemporary Hilchos Nida are predicated upon the idea that we're always cautious that a woman is a Zava Gadola. A Zava who at least saw three times, and therefore she needs to wait 7 days with Bedikos before she goes to the mikveh on the evening of the eighth day. Yet, the halacha is that in reality, for a Zava, whether Zava Gadola or Zava Ktana, we say, Mitzvim Kukulo. So, if she is Roa on a day, then she can count one day of Tahara, and she doesn't need to count the entire day of Tahara. So let's say if the Zava is Roa today, she sees Dam today, then she can count tomorrow, let's say, as day one, do a Bedika on that day one, and go to the Mikvah 9 o'clock in the morning on day one. Because the Torah says she has to count one day. Did she count one day? Yes. Mitzvah Hayom Kukulah. The same thing is true with the Zava Gadola. A woman who needs to do 7 days of Bedikos. According to the Gemara, In reality, according to the Torah, she can do 7 days of B'dikos, and on the morning of the seventh day, to note to the mikvah. Our contemporary halacha that nidos have to wait till the evening of the eighth day is because of a complicated cheshbon. But in reality, up to the cheshbon of a zava, in hilchos zava alone, a zava should be able to go to the mikvah in the middle of whatever day she's mandated to count. If she's zava katana, she counts 1 day. Zava gedola counts 7 days. But the Mishnah says that when is the earliest zava gedola or katana to go to the mikvah? On the day of day one or day seven. But it's Mefurish Gemara on the bottom of Megillah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph that, based on the Mishnah, that is Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, a Zava Katana, who sees blood for 1 day, needs to count 1 day Keneged that. Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom needs to count 1 day, but that 1 day cannot be at night. She can say, oh, today is Tuesday, I was Roah on Tuesday, so tonight Halachli is Wednesday, I'll count a few minutes of Wednesday, say Mitzim Perkula and go to Mikvah tonight. No, she needs to wait till the next day. The next day is considered mitzim kukulo of Wednesday morning, but not of Tuesday night, what we call the Wednesday, the beginning of Wednesday in halacha. Everyone get this face clearly? She needs to go dafka the morning of the next day. That's the 1 day that we say mitzim kukulo. So the Gemara, why? Why is it necessary to wait till the next day to say mitzim kukulo? So the Gemara, because the shemesim kukulo yom, whether she's a zava gedola or zava katana, needs to count. Count 1 day. Or count 7 days. And says the Gemara, Sfira b'yamamahi. Counting must be during the day. There's no such thing as counting at night. Does everyone get the case of Shemesh Mekhanei Yom? We're bringing in the Romer Tola from last year, Nida, into this year. That's the case. The Gemara says a woman that needs to go to the mikvah, she's Roa Adam today, needs to count 1 day. That 1 day we can say Mikzim Kukulo. Doesn't need a full day, but it must be during the day because Sfira b'yamamahi. Says the Beis Yosef, quoting the Rush, quoting the Maram Rittenberg is Revi, we see from there Raya Mukhrachas, that Avelus, which also requires Sfira, one needs to count 7 days of Avelus, can only count 7 days if there are days. So yes, on the seventh day, we can say Mitzvahim Kukulo, but Mitzvahim Kukulo must be on the seventh day, not the seventh night. So the Ramban and Taurus Adam, I disagree. I understand your raya, but if you look carefully, that raya is not a raya. That's a local case. Don't say the Gemara says Sfira b'yamamahi means Sfira in all areas of halacha b'yamamah. That's a din dafka in Zava. Zava needs a Sfira b'yamamah, but lav dafka in every situation. So the Maram Rutenberg, quoted in the Rush, quoted in the Beis Yosef, says there's a raya from Zava, from Shemesh Yom Zava Katana, that Sfira b'yamamahi, and the Ramban is doka the raya. And that's a raya, that's Machokas halacha ma'isa. The Ramban says that mitzvah yom kukulo applies even at night. As soon as the Tesa Kavim comes out, it's a bona fide seventh evening, the Avelus is over. Zok the Maram, and this is the Shulchan Aruch questions that that's not true. We see from Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom that has to be dafka by Yom and not by Lion. Everyone get the case of Shemesh Yom Kineged Yom? It's important to keep this in mind, not to be confused. It's a basic yisod.
The Ramban's objection of the comparison, why does he get the...
So he explains, his cheshbon is he thinks that's a din dafka, it's true, by Shemesh Yom Kineged Yom, but if you learn, that's a din dafka, but it's by Zava. Zava needs Sfira. It's my focus in Megillah, between Rashi and Tosfos, if that's true. Do we say that Sfira b'yamamahi, Rashi seems to deny this idea of the Sfira b'yamamahi. He somehow, so the Ramban seems to go with Rashi's approach that denies this idea of the Sfira b'yamamahi everywhere. But Tosus points out, Tosus argues, they don't quote this idea by Avelus. Tosus on Megillah Daf Chaf Amud Beis says that no, it's a yisod for everywhere, the Sfira b'yamamahi. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban seems to be holding Rashi's approach. He quotes this. The Ramban quotes this in Taurus Adam. But as far as the details, it's a complicated issue in Nida, we're not going into now. How do we pass from Lamaisa Lamaisa? So Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch is Mechir against the Ramban. But Lamaisa Lamaisa, what do we do? Here the Pisle Tshuva quotes from the Radvaz. The Pisle Tshuva in Sivkat and Aleph quotes from the Radvaz, one of the early Akronim, that says, depends. Depends what you have to lose. If we're dealing with the regular idea, a person wants to take a shower, wants to put on Sicha, wants to do something which is just no harm done if he doesn't do it. We machmer like the Maram. Mitzvah him kukulo only by Yom. not by Lila. But says the Radvaz, if it's Zavra Shal Mitzvah that you stand to lose, Chas V'Shalom. Well, if we make it like the Ramban, what's an example, says the Ramban? What are the two Zavra Shal Mitzvah that a person loses during the Velus? One could say Tefillin, but of course Tefillin, a person puts on already way earlier in the Velus. What are the two Zavra Shal Mitzvah? First one, of course, is Talmud Torah. And the second one is Tashanarita, which is a Chiyavona. So says the Radvaz, you're right, we're going to split the Psach. For the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to be Choshesh when it's not a Devar Shel Mitzvah. But when it's Devar Shel Mitzvah, then we're going to say that one needs to be Machmir in Mitzvos rather than Mekel and Avelos. There we're going to be Machmir. So you can't be Mevatel Torah. You can't be Mevatel the Mitzvah of Ona. And therefore, by Laila, it's already enough to say Mitzvah HaLaila Kukula. Parenthetically, the Radvaz put in Pesach Shuvah as an unbelievable Chiddush in Mitzvah Kukula, which we usually don't pass him like. He says that even if you say like me, that Mitzvah Kukula applies by Laila for Tashu Shamita, whenever a person goes to sleep, he has to delay a few minutes in order to, from his normal Tashu Shamita, in order to fulfill the idea of Mitzvah Kukula. What does Mitzvah Kukula mean? He has to at least have a nihuk of Avelus on the seventh day as well. So if he usually is with his wife at 10 o'clock, should wait till 10:05, said he has 5 minutes of Avelus. So says the Radvaz, an unbelievable Chiddush. Pashtut, we presume that no, once is a Kiyum for a minute, once Tesach Avim comes and he was not with his wife, that is Mitzvah Kukula. But the Radvaz says, no, it's based on the norm. Whatever the norm is, he has to have a little bit beyond that in order to create an Avelus, and then he's free. It might be that Radvaz gets it from there. We'll see. It's possible that's the idea. One has to wait till the normal demonstration. How do we pass in? Now we have a third question. How do we pass in? L'maisa, l'maisa, l'maisa. We saw l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch says, we're machmir. L'maisa, l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch says, we're maker based on the Radvaz. L'maisa, l'maisa, l'maisa. The Chachos Adam, the Chai Adam, or Avram Danzig, Mechutin of the Vilna Gaon, one of the Dayanim in Vilna, had a tragedy in which he lost a son. His son's name was Moshe. And as a matzeva, as a zecher to the passing, to the neshama of his son, Moshe, he wrote a chunchus on a velus called Matzeves Moshe. And Matzeves Moshe is printed in the end of the Chayyadim, the end of the Chachos Adam. Chayyadim is on Arachayim, Chachos Adam is on Yeredeya. So the end of Chachos Adam on Yeredeya is Matzeves Moshe, which is an authoritative chunchus on Hilchos Avelus. There he writes, Lechora, an edit sniff. Even if one doesn't hold the Radvaz in general, what happens if a person is in Avil, but we know in Avil is Asur B'Masu Matan, but as soon as the Shiva is over, he's going to go back to business. Let's say this person is slated to go on a business trip the next morning. The Gemara says that before a husband goes on a long trip, he should be potentate his Yishto, he should be with his wife. Says the Matzeves Moshe, what happens? So this person who's leaving on a trip, aside from the regular mitzvah of Ona, which he has a special chi of the Gemara says, for him to be poked at his ishto before he's yoseh aderech. If we let him, though, only get up from Avelus the next morning, there's no time, he's leaving. Elamai, says Masevus Moshe, here we have to really be machmir in Ona and make on Avelus like the Ramban. So even if you don't take the Radvaz in general and say that for all Torah and all Tashma Shemito, we make it like the Ramban, when it's a din of an added chiyuv, shas of the chav, of being pokedis ishto, samach leitzia l'derech, there the Masevus Moshe says, halacha maisa, one should be metal, in order to say that the din of mitzvah kruo will already apply at night, like the Ramban. This Rav Shechter quotes this, it's also printed in Bichle Yatzon. Rav Shechter quotes this Masevus Moshe, halacha maisa, and Rav Shechter usually passes this way, even for Talmud Torah, I think. Sort of like the Radvaz. If a person, in theory, is hardly ever nodeya, because usually people can't learn when they're available, because people always come to be Menachem Avil. But let's say the Avil has to prepare shir. He gives shir the next day. And if he prepares shir the next day, he won't have time. He can stay up late the night, Leil Shvi'i, of Avelus, in order to learn Maseches Harios, whatever he's doing the shir in, Be'iyun, because that's a Tzarech Mitzvah, that's Ronti Mutter, will say like the Ramban, that Mitzvah Kula will apply at night.
Really,
right, that's what the Pesimus Moshe himself doesn't, he quotes the Radvaz, but does not like the Radvaz Chipshuto, but adds to it in more of a Shas of the Chah. That's what he's saying. Rosh Hashanah quotes this. Well, nice. Simi? I'm not sure. I don't think he said it after in the case, let's say, of giving Shir. He says, he seems to say, Tamat Torah itself. It's Pinaka Trulam. So therefore, a person wants to learn Torah. Meaning there, you say, like the Radvaz Chipshuto. Right, the Tamat Torah. I'm just exaggerating in the case where a person needs to pray Shir. But I think Rav Shapta usually says it's Tam, that it's going to be true for a Dvar Mitzvah in general. So you're right, depends. If the person, first of all, Dvar Mitzvah has to be very shidchius, it has to be very superficial. It's not only Dvar Mitzvah, it can't be Be'iyun, it has to be Korei, and not Mayim. Except, as Mark pointed out, according to Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim says, no. Obviously, if it's Mitzvah in Dvar Mitzvah, it means it can be Mayim, because there's no such thing as Limud Torah Shul Be'iyun. So obviously, that's the Rav thought, so obviously that's what Limud Torah means. So according to that, in a Hanami, but he wants to learn something else. He gets more gishmak in learning something else. So it's not only for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He'll learn better if he learns something else. The Dvarim Yavama says, Machmash Libel Chafetz. He has to learn, he's in the middle of Vavar Kama. He wants to learn Vavar Kama. So then if he learns that better, that should be considered Dvar Mitzvah. You're right. The Divrei Sofrim does point out, Lechara, that the Radvaz, if you look carefully, the Radvaz seems to be based upon the fact that Chazal were Oker, the mitzvah of Ona, and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah for 7 days. And that's why, so they were only Oker, maybe, will be Maker on what they were Oker. But he says, it's not that they weren't Oker, but you can retime it with this idea of Zvar Maroim. That's the Rish Hashem's Taina on the Radvaz. But Matzivas Moshe also doesn't seem to say like that. Seems to say that, no, if you can learn Torah better, because you're learning something that you want to learn, that should be a good enough reason that increases the mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch says that we split the idea of Mitzvah Kukulo as far as Shiva Shloshim Yirvei Chodesh. For Shiva and Shloshim, Michtzim Kulo does apply. But does it apply for Yud Beis Chodesh? Says the Shulchan Aruch, it does not. And the Shulchan Aruch gives one other exception. Lahakil. Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph tells us Michtzim Kulo does not apply. And Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, does not apply for Yud Beis Chodesh. And in Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Kulo of the Ma'aram Mirutenberg, that it doesn't apply. It does apply for Yom Zayin Yom Lamed. It does not apply for Yud Beis Chodesh. What about for Shmur Rechoka? Shmur Rechoka, which is really a demonstration of Shiva and Shloshim. So what do we say there? Says Maron Rutenberg, quoting Shulchan Aruch without any disagreement. Shmur Rechoka Belayla, Zasadi B'Sha Achas Salka Fil Belayla. There we say it applies even Belayla. We say Mitzvah Kukulo Belayla. Meaning, even though in Shulchan Aruch we generally apply the Ram, we do not apply the Ramban's Yisod, that Balayla is enough, says Maram Rutenberg, by Shmur Rechoka, person here Balayla and have 1 minute Balayla, that's enough. Says Maram, what's Pshat? Pshat is like me. Because I told you, what's the whole Yisod in Michtzim Kukulo not applying Balayla? Because in Maram Medulla Daf Chav says, Sfira, Yamamahi. That's only a din in what? In Sefira. But Shmur Rechoka is not a din in Sefira. It's a din in Neil Gavelis a little bit. It's not counting anything. Since there's no counting, even Balayla is going to work. Because the Ramban, the Maram is not upset at saying Mitzvah Kulo per se at night. It's just, it can't be done when there's a Sefira, when you have to count something day one, day two, day three. But there's no day one, day two, day three. Shmur Rechoka is Mitzvah of one day. And therefore it's enough to say even Balayla. So that's Maram's Chiddush in Sif Beis. But what about Yud Beis Chodesh? Yud Beis Chodesh says the Shulchan Aruch does not have Mitzvah Hayom Kukulo. Why not? Why don't we say Mitzvah Hayom Kukulo on Yud Beis Chodesh? What's Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch? So the Beis Yosef and the Taz on the page quote from the Trumas Edition that the Pshat is that what's the idea of Mitzvah Hayom Kukulo? What's the second word in the phrase? Mitzvah Hayom Kukulo. Everyone agree? Is that the second word in the phrase? Mitzvah Hayom Kukulo? So that's the Shemesh Hadesh. And you see that Mitzvah Kukulo is a din only when it's Mitzvah Hayom. Mitzvah of a day can be Kukulo. But we don't say by Yud Beis Chodesh, which is Yud Beis Chodashim, that Mitzvah HaChodesh Kukulo. Because it's a din in Chodashim, not a din in Yom. You might say, says the Shulchan Aruch, that, oh, but on the last day, that's Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. Says Shulchan Aruch, no, that's not going to work either, because it's a din in Yud Beis Chodesh. Yud Beis Chodesh means 12 months. We have no paradigm for Mitzvah Chodesh Says the Radvaz, quoting the Divrei Sofrim, what do you mean? So we'll say, on the end of the last day, mitzvahs ha-chodesh tertulo, mitzvahim tertulo. Say, at least, you're right, we're not going to say that after half a month, mitzvahs ha-chodesh tertulo, but on the last day of the month, say on that day, mitzvah yom tertulo, against the Shulchan Aruch specific case of yom. But look, what's the teretz for both sides? Why does the Shulchan Aruch not want to say that? It's clear in the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch, of the transgression. Translation says, if you look carefully, it's quoted here in the Taz, quoted again in the Be'er HaGolah, and quoted in the Beis Yosef, from the translation. It says, no, the whole Gezerah of Yudves Chodesh was a Geder of Chodashim. That's the Tzuras HaTachana. It's a Gezerah of Yudves Chodesh. He says, what was Kiru B'Shum Machom El Hashneim Asar Chodesh? It was never phrased in a phraseology of days, 354 days. It was phrased in phraseology of Yud Beis Chodesh. Me'ela says transgression. The only way to say that is Mitzvah Chodesh, which means 11 months in one day. And that's ridiculous. You can't play the name of the Radvaz and say Mitzvah Yom 354 Tertulah, because the whole Takana of Yud Beis Chodesh was a Takana of months. By months, we never find Mitzvahs HaChodesh Tertulo. That's what we pass on Alpha Maisa. There's no idea of Mitzvahs Tertulo on Yud Beis Chodesh. Rav Shechter quotes from the Rav in Vitrei Atzon, the famous idea from the Rav. The Rav had a lot of beautiful mahalchim in the idea of Mitzvahs Tertulo in general. The Rav thought that the whole idea of Mitzvahs Tertulo on Yud Beis Chodesh is ridiculous in general. Why is it ridiculous? Because the Rav understood it. We'll see this idea, which is a recurring theme in a few minutes, that Mitzvah Hayom Tertulah is not just something which is in the abstract. Mitzvah Hayom Tertulah means if a person does a little bit of a nihuk on the seventh day, a little bit is going to be enough. Similar to the Radvaz idea that we saw that we don't pass from like, that he has to wait till 10:05 instead of 10 o'clock, because he has to be noy ravelus and separate from his wife at least a little bit. The Rav thought that's the yesod of any Mitzvah Hayom Tertulah. It needs a nihuk. It needs to do the conduct. You need to keep conducting yourself in the way that you conducted yourself until now. He says, Yom Shiva has conduct. What's the conduct? The way the Rav categorized all the things people do in Shiva is Nibul, trying to make a person maneuver, trying to make a person not presentable. It's an extreme case of Nibul. The person making himself, not showering, not doing all the other, the person is not having Nilsa Sandal, all those are considered tremendous Nibul, and Nivol needs to be continued. He can be knowing this, being menavel himself a little bit on the seventh day. He doesn't wear his shoes. He sits on the floor. He does all the normal nihudim on the seventh day. Shloshim is nivol b'michtzas. Doesn't do rechitza, let's say, a little bit of nivol, but he refrains from doing things for the shloshim as well. He can have that nihug for shloshim. But the Rav said, Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no nihug. There's no specific nihug that is restricted to Yud Beis Chodesh. There are certain things when the time comes that you just can't do. Since there's no specific nivul, it's just not doing things, there's no nihug. Once there's no nihug, there's no idea of mitzvah tertulah. So Rav Shechter writes it over as the Rav, Rav Shechter points out, it's not like the transgression. Transgression is his own svara. The Shulchan Aruch quotes why he doesn't say mitzvah tertulah by Yud Beis Chodesh, because there's no din of mitzvah tertulah by Chodashim. But the Rav said, without the transgression, there's another reason for this idea. There's no din of mitzvah tertulah without having a nihug. And there's no nihug in Yud Beis Chodesh, just means there are certain things a person can't do. It's the whole chiddush, the way we phrase it. You would have thought that in all the avelos, Zayin and Lamed and Yud Beis Chodesh, they're all just refraining from things. There's a din of not wearing shoes. There's all refraining from doing different things. And you could have said that Lamed and the Zayin, Lamed and Yud Beis Chodesh are all the same. But the Rav thought that no. The geder of Shiva is tremendous nivul. The geder of Shloshim is relaxed nivul. The idea of Yud Beis Chodesh is no nivul, there's no niyug, Melo, one cannot say mitzvah tertulah. That's an idea from the Rav, Rav Shechter develops in Siman Yizayin Vitei Atzon. And perhaps the most famous piece from the Rav about mitzvah tertulah, the most famous quote Rav Shechter quotes from the Rav, is as the following question. We know that on Sunday, that's the Shem, we should have the drula soon, there is a tainus of Tisha B'Av. So, already from the Otzer Da'onim, they wondered, why don't we say in Tisha B'Av, Mitzvah Tertulah? Should be over, there's one who observes the night, in the morning already is an Efesim Yitzim Trula and the Avelos of Tisha B'Av. Just like the Shiva of Avelos. This is one day of Shiva. Why don't we say Yitzim Trula? Furthermore, why don't we say, as we have some angel quotes from the Ramami Pano, why don't we say on every day of Shabbos and Yantif, Nebuch, we know that the way Hashtamim and Yanim were founded originally in America was that Nebuch, people that we cannot judge at all, people that were translated Moser Nefesh just for being for their Judaism, felt they had to go to work on Shabbos. But they didn't want to Chas v'Shalom leave to go to work without davening in Betzibur. They wanted to daven Shabbos davening before they went to work. So they went to Shul, daven Vashkama, from people that davened, and then they never had to go to work. An unbelievable testimony to what it meant. They didn't become irreligious. They wanted to daven the way they should, and then they just had to never go to work. So L'chora, why aren't they right? Why don't we say Mitzvah Kruha by Shabbos V'Yantif? Once they observe they daven Vashkama, Shabbos is over, Yantif is over. So there are other answers that the Gaonim and the Rishonim thought. The Ramami Pano says, for example, it's only a din in certain areas of Avelos, but not in a place. That means things that we want to end quickly, we end. But things that we want to keep, Shabbos, Yom Tov, we want to keep, so we can't end those with Mitzvah Tefillah. And the Rav, though, had a totally different approach. The Rav, this is not Odeh Lamaisa and Aris Simon specifically, but it's the Rav's probably most famous episode for Mitzvah Tefillah was that no. Mitzvah Tefillah needs one word. What's the word? Needs a melos. Mitzvah Tefillah needs a melos. Right? The pasuk says, "Melos yimei Torah levein olavas." Melos. He said, "Melos." What's a melos? What is a melos? So for years, I heard this from Rosh Hashanah. I never realized what a melos was, and I think one of the Rav's talmidim heard said a similar idea. For years, he heard this idea from the Rav. Never thought what a melos was. Rosh Hashanah always explained melos means something superimposed on the calendar. Meaning, if something is the day itself, we can't say that Tuesday ends early, and now it's already, once Shir is over, so Tuesday's over. What do you mean Tuesday's over? So then what happens? Then you're stuck in the middle of space? It's not Wednesday, so what is it? Obviously, Tuesday is to continue because Tuesday is Tuesday. You can't end Tuesday early. So the same thing is true for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov, that is Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos. Shabbos is not, oh, on a certain day of Saturday we make it into Shabbos. No, that is the seventh day of creation. Every week is Shabbos. You can't end Shabbos early, then what does it become? It becomes nothing day? There's no such thing. As opposed to something which is superimposed on the calendar. Something like Shiva or Shloshim, which means for everyone, this day is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. For the Avel, there are certain private dinim he has on that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Memela, for him, we can say, we're going to end Shiva early, and it becomes a regular Friday. But it's only something superimposed on the calendar. If it's something which is, by its very nature, the calendar, that's, you can't say, that's melos. Melos means something which is an addition. Most you made Sahara, she has her days of Tahara, she has to count, we can say you can end it early. But if it's something which is the very definition of what the day is, you can't say Mitzvah Kruah in such a situation. Zev? That's a famous idea of the Rav thought. That's why it's not Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's not true Tisha B'Av either. Tisha B'Av is, it's not the for Mitzvah Tisha B'Av. That's the day, that's Tisha B'Av. You can't say Mitzvah Kruah because it only is said when you can remove the day and have something left. But if it's something which is superimposed, if the calendar is there, that is the calendar, you can't say Mitzvah Kruah. And Rav Shechter has a lot of beautiful details about Mitzvah Kruah in general in this Siman. Siman Yud Zayin, Yusei Atzom. Today we'll bear with a lot of halacha and nafkaminas, which we're not going to discuss this time. David?
Maybe you might hear if that applies to everyone across the board, then that shows that it's inherent to the day.
Well, that's really just the Siman. The Yisod really is it the day or something which is...
I understand how you might do that.
So usually the way, probably a good barometer for that, is to apply one person to everyone else. But that's just a simon. The yisod really is something which is part of the calendar, and it's a very partial judgment. I mean, if you can't remove it, what does it become? If you remove Tisha B'Av, it becomes Tisha B'Av. So obviously Tisha B'Av requires Nihugim. As opposed to something private, it becomes just a regular Tuesday. What's the din with Mitzvah Tefillah on Shabbos? So here, the Taz is Mitzayin to himself later on. It's in Tuf Beis. In Tuf Beis, we have one of the beautiful family feuds in the beautiful, beautiful family of the Taz and the Bach. You know, the Taz married the daughter of the Bach, of course. They say the story that once the Taz was with the Bach, and the Bach's daughter came in, and I don't know what language the Bach spoke. They say it in Yiddish. I don't know if the Bach spoke Yiddish. I'm not sure. But they say, he said, she is Shein Vida Levana. She's as beautiful as the moon. So the Taz said back, Shein Tzaitz Mekadosh Levana. It's already time to Mekadosh Levana, meaning time to marry your daughter. That's what they say. What's the beginning of the story? The Taz is your great grandfather? Really? You ran a command from the Taz? Really? So okay. Wow. You never know. You have to keep in mind that you're in the Megillah. You can get a shidduch from it. Wow. That's Masara in your family. That's Kavalvik. So again, so the Taz asked the Bach before the daughter was there. And then the Bach told in his daughter. She said, Achshtranim, as the answer. And then he said, wow, Kavalvik. Very good. Shdaya. And Baruch Hashem, you're... So it's shot in the Rambam. Wow. Yeah. I don't know. Right, apparently. So either way, that's why we have, whenever we have in the Taz, Mem Vav Ches, it stands for Mari Vachami, that means my dear father-in-law, my Rebbe, the Bach. So here we have one of the beautiful machlokes in between the Taz and the Bach. Every page in Shulchan Aruch has machlokes Taz and Bach. So the Taz quotes the Bach. Bach says that Lefi, the concept of Michtim Shukulo, which means that a person needs to demonstrate Avelos on the seventh day, there is absolutely no Michtim Shukulo on Shabbos, because on Shabbos there's no Avelos. He can't take off his shoes, he can't sit on the low floor, he can't demonstrate any Nihil of Avelos. That's the Bach Psach Lamaisa. So that on Shabbos, a person has to have an entire Avelos. In fact, that's what he quotes in the middle. Some people used to sit Shiva on, if their Avelos was over on Shabbos, they used to sit on Motzoi Shabbos in order to be Mekayim Mixus Nihok, and then the Shiva was over. The Taz says that's just ridiculous. What happens if their Avelos is over on Tuesday? So they lost Shabbos, then what happens? So the Taz has a long Taz in the Shimon Tav Beis Sifkat Nehei. Taz is Docha, the words of his father-in-law, and says, no, my dear father-in-law, you didn't understand the pshat. The Aben Uriah, says the Taz, we know that we've discussed there's two things that have Mitzim Kukulo in Avelos. What are the two things? Shiva and Shloshim. So the Taz, look at Shloshim. At Shloshim, there's no specific nihil a person has to do. A person has to just not refrain from Rechitza, from Tisporis, says the Taz. He's refraining. He's just, his latent state is Avelos. By not taking a haircut, by not going to a shower, he's keeping Nihog of Lamed Yom. So you see, you don't need a Nihog B'Poel. What is the Yesod of Michtzis Hayom Kukulo? To continue doing what he's been doing for the whatever that day would demand. In Avelos, keep on doing whatever that day would demand. So Shloshim demands not taking a haircut, not taking a shower. Mamela, for the first minute he did that, he did Shev al Tasa. Shiva, you're right, says the Taz, and most days Shiva demands taking off shoes and sitting on a low floor and doing other Nihudim, but on Shabbos, those things don't apply. Mamela, says the Taz, Shiva on Shabbos like Shoshim. All Avelos that's normal for the day of Shiva is Shev al Tasa. Mamela, as long as he is Shev al Tasa on Shabbos, Shaper Ikal Meimar, Mitzim Kukulo on Shabbos. See me?
Something to account for. You do what you do all day.
Right, so that's why the Rav had this havdara. No, by not taking a shower, not taking a shower, there's nivul b'michtzas. It's a niyur of nivul b'michtzas. You have to work on that idea, but that's the yisod the Rav was saying. On shiva and shloshim, there are nihudim, even if they're passive, that it's a maisa nivul, as opposed to yemes chodesh, which is just restrictions of beis mishnah, which is a different idea. No, so the Taz says, you see from shloshim that what's the raya of you see from that the raya, what's the yisod of michtzas yom kutulo? That whatever day a person is on, person has to continue the conduct of that day for a little bit of the day. But it doesn't mean that they're doing something with poil. But haray on shoshim, there's never anything but poil. It's only restrictions. Mele, who did on Shabbos, by keeping the normal avelos on Shabbos, whatever that is, one can say, mitzvahim kutulo. That's the nihug. So one doesn't need a nihug, but the nihug is whatever is the normal restrictions on a Shabbos. And says the Taz, the normal restrictions on Shabbos are very few. But as long as he's keeping that on Shabbos, he can say, mitzvahs hayom kutulo on Shabbos as well. So the Bach says one cannot. The Taz says that one may say mitzvahs kutulo on Shabbos. How do we pashtun? So usually we pashtun that one does say mitzvahs kutulo on Shabbos. In fact, there's not only the Taz is really defending the Ramah. Ramah Bayos, Shin Salihei, says that one says mitzvahs kutulo on Yom Shvi, doesn't say Davka on Shabbos, not. The Pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch that one says even on Shabbos. That's what we usually Pashtin. Even on Shabbos, one will say Mitzvahs Hayom Kutulo as well. But here we have a question. Here, we have to ask ourselves, when do we say Mitzvahs Kutulo on Shabbos? Ramah writes here, Medinos Elu in Sif Aleph, She'ena Menachmim Redilim Lovo B'Yom Zayin, if the custom in the Ramah's times is that people did not even go to the Menachem Avel on the seventh day. Says the Ramah, oh, but if they come every day for Shacharis, let's say, so one has to wait till that parallel day on Shiva, on the seventh day. Dainu Akash, you see a Mesach Nesach, Shredilim Avel Menachem, tenurally. Udalokma Shredilim Hamtin Shah. Sha'a al-yom. Not like people that get up instantly. Says the Ramah, if on Shiva, the last day, the minhag does not come at all, there's no need to wait, like the Gemara says, until the Menachemim would in theory have come and would get up after the first time they would get up. Says the Ramah, and certainly that would mean l'chara on Shabbos as well. Even though there's no Menachemim on Shabbos, it would sound like, one has to wait till the parallel day that they would be Menachem on Shabbos. However, so from the Ramah it sounds like whether it's Shabbos or during the week, when does one say mitzvahs kutulo? Only either real or virtual Menachemim being there is necessary. But if you look in Darkei Moshe here seems to give you a different picture. It says Darkei Moshe. V'nagu akshav leishev v'yom shvisha achas. The minhag, says the Ramah in Krakow, the minhag that he saw was that they did what he didn't like in the Ramah. They only sat down for a short time and didn't wait until the parallel time Menachemim would come the rest of the week. Says the Ramah, Pasha reason. Yes, on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Menachemim came, but on 7th day there's no Menachemim. Mamela, there's no need to wait for Menachemim. So whereas the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch says, oh, there's no Menachemim, you need virtual Menachemim, you need to wait till Menachemim would have come another day of the week. Ramah in Darkei Moshe says, no, you don't need to wait. Since there's no Menachemim coming today, once you can get up in the morning and already finishes Avelos Ultra, there's no need to have any virtual Menachemim. So it's Machlokas HaRamah. Ramah against Ramah. How do we pashtun? Machlokas Halacha Maisa. The Shaloshuvos Pnei Yeshua quotes, that there are several quotes from Pnei Yeshua that says that L'chor we hold like the Darkei Moshe. We're Machmer like the Darkei Moshe and say that, we're Machmer like the Maker like the Darkei Moshe, that there's no need to bedafka wait till parallel time. One can wait till early morning. Well, Maisa, it's not usually Nodea. Since once the Menachem is there, Pnei Yeshua writes, what's the din of waiting until the Menachem comes? It's just not right. Al-Pidin, Mitzim could end in the morning. But it's not right. Imagine what happens. This person's going to finish his Avelus right away, but then Menachem comes to Menachem him. It just looks crazy. So we say you have to wait till the Menachem come up. So it's not a din in Mitzim Kukulo, it's more a din in the way the Nichem should work smoothly. But Lamaisa, it comes out, most days of the week, the Ramah's Minog was, they didn't go on the seventh day. The Ramah says, if they don't go on the seventh day, Dr. Moshe, the Ramah says, one doesn't need to wait till they would have come. And Ramah says, in Ramah, one has to wait till they would have come. So there, the Pnei Yeshua is Meitel. Usually that's not so Nodeya. The Chavos Adam is Machmir. The Shulchan points out the Chavos Adam is Machmir, that even if there's no Menachemim, one should wait until the time the Menachemim would have come. But this, the one time this is Nodeya is on Shabbos. So what's the din on Shabbos? So on Shabbos, or in theory, it could happen that a person is allowed to get up right away on Shabbos. But they point out that no, here also, if it's the seventh day, Mistama, even according to the Ramah and Darkei Moshe, that says that one can wait a long time, that's only if there's no Menachemim. But Mistama, if the person goes to shul, people will go with him after shul and give him nechama. Since they give him nechama after shul, he should only wait to have his getting up, his finishing, after they leave shul. That's what the Taz passes. The Taz writes, this is the Pesach Shuvah, also quotes this discussion, that with Ora, there's a big nafkamina for an aliyah. There's a minog, then an other that's an aliyah after he finishes Shiva. And let's say he wanted to do an aliyah after he finishes Shiva. So the Taz says he should not get an aliyah for Shachris. But he can get an aliyah for Mincha. According to the Bach, can he get an aliyah for Mincha? No. There's no Menachemim, there's no concept of Mitzvah Shuvah on Shabbos. He can't even get an aliyah for Mincha. He's still in Avil for all 7 days. As opposed to according to the Taz, and this is the way we usually pass it in, maybe he shouldn't get an aliyah for Shachris, but at least he can get an aliyah for Mincha, because he has to wait until the parallel time the Menachemim would come, especially since Bezman Azeh, they usually give him the Chama, even on the seventh day. Right, so usually, it depends. That's the only time we use virtual Menachem is if there's only virtual Menachem, but if he's going to go to, let's say, who are then the other way, if he goes to Hashkama, and he's going to come early, so then once that's finished, that's enough also, even though another day they would come later, since Lamaisa is real Menachem that day. Again? No, well, it depends. You're talking about a case with Dr. Moshe where there's no Menachemim, like the remote, or there are Menachemim? Are there real Menachemim today? Once they're real Menachemim, you don't need virtual Menachemim. It's only if there's no Menachemim you try to base it on the other days. But if there's real Menachemim on this day, in theory, so let's say the Beis Avil wants to daven 8 o'clock Shachris every day, and the last day they want to daven 7. That should be mutter also. The Menachem only come after 8 o'clock minyan the other days. Yeah, but now there's real Menachem, so there's no din of the Menachem based on the other days. This is the real day that the Menachem were there. It's only based on if there's no comparison. But once the Menachem is scheduled to come on the seventh day also, on which day? In... For sure. Oh no, it's Amnum Menachem. They have to leave. Once they leave. It's not just when they come. Right, or else that should be a Drushka. So Mishnah Talivav talks about an Avel who did not keep his Shiva, Rechman al-Tzlan, either because Nebuch, there are many people like that nowadays that are not aware of the halachos of Avelus. This happened. Someone I know had a situation which someone in his family, Nebuch, was not aware of the beauty of Torah mitzvos, and that person had a sibling who passed away. The sibling passed away, and this person didn't keep Shiva at all. The problem was this person was going to visit his relative and wanted to speak to the relative and wanted to behave normally with the relative. But his concern was, this person really should still be sitting in Shiva, so I can't conduct myself normally with the relative. So he spoke to Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter said, happened to be this person was visiting his relative on what would have been the seventh day of Shiva. So he said, the person should make the person do a little bit of nihog on the seventh day, tell them to sit down, talk about Nechama. Once they do a little bit of niyog, that's already considered the seventh day. They didn't do all 6 days. That's the Shulchan Aruch writes. Even if they didn't do some yamim, as long as he does one of the days, that can count for Shiva. And then he can get up and conduct himself normally with that person after the Mechim Shul finished. That's how we usually pass him. If he doesn't do anything, then he has to be mashim within Shloshim. Here the Torah quotes a machlokas between the Maharam and the Rush, a very important machlokas as far as Sif Gimel. Katan Shemes Aviv V'Imo. A person who, when his parents passed away, he was a katan. And only subsequently, during Shiva or during Shoshim, did he become a gadol. Is there a chiyuv for him to have avelus or not? Maharam Rittenberg understands that no. Of course there's a chiyuv of avelus. Even though when he was a katan, he heard about the idea of avelus. Lemaisa says Maharam, once he hears about the avelus, even though he was not a katan, he was a katan when he heard about it, since now when he is within 30 days of the avelus, he's a gadol, he has a chiyuv now to observe his avelus. So again, it says Maharam, if a person was a katan when he heard about the avelus, but within 30 days he becomes a gadol, he has a chiyuv to demonstrate avelus then. Logar says Maharam, what's the best case? A person who hears about avelus on Chol HaMoed, and 4 days later sits Shiva and Shloshim. Says the Maharam, of course, the very fact that he's going to be considered an avel within Shloshim mandates him to sit Shiva and Shloshim. Says the Maharam, halacha l'maisa, if a katan is nizgadol toch Shiva or toch Shloshim, he has a chiyuv to start Shiva and Shloshim then. Even though he was a katan when he heard about the avelus, it's irrelevant. Lodgar from a person who was there on Yontif. On Yontif also he couldn't have Shivan Shloshim. He starts right afterwards. Says the Maharam, the same is true for a person who's Nizgadel, Tok Shiva, or Tok Shloshim. However, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rush. Shulchan Aruch does not pass in this way. So Shulchan Aruch, Katan Shemes Aviv Imo, Vil Hirdil Tok Shiva, Batom Yadu Kol Kavelus, Inu Chayibo. Says the Shulchan Aruch, there is no Chiv to have Avelus. It's not true. Once the avelus could not be chal when the p'tira happened, hove nidcha nidcha. Whose opinion is this? This is the Talmud of the Maharam, the Rush. The Rush, as is expanded on by the Taz here in Sifkot and Beis, the Rush says, Maharam, you're wrong. There's the Chiyuv Tashlumin, and says the Rush, since the whole nature of avelus is the Chiyuv Tashlumin, once he was not a chiyuv at the time that the avelus was chal, there's no such thing as tashlumin. Says the Rush, for example, let's say a person between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, the end of Nisan, became a gadol. So when Pesach Rishon was brought, was he chayv Pesach Rishon? Obviously not. Then Pesach Sheni comes, is he chayv Pesach Sheni? So we say he's not chayv Pesach Sheni because Pesach Sheni is tashlumin for the Rishon. But in the Rishon, he was not a bar chiyuva, so obviously he's not going to be a bar chiyuva on the Pesach Sheni as well. Says the Rush, the same thing is true here. When do we say that a person has to observe Shiva or Shloshim if when he heard he was a Bar Chiyuva? Like on Yontif, he was a Bar Chiyuva, he just couldn't do it. Then he needs to do it at Shiva Shloshim afterwards. But here, when the Katan heard, was he a Bar Chiyuva? Absolutely not. Mela, since the whole Lamnus is Tashlumin, there's no reason for him to have any Avelus Bechlal in this situation. So according to Maharam, is he Chayv in Avelus? Yes. Or different than a case of Yontif. According to the Rush, the Chayv and Avelus? No. The whole lovingness of the Avelus is Tashlumin. On Yontif, there's Tashlumin, because we heard he was a Bar Chiyuva. But here he was a Katan. For a Katan, there's no such thing as being a Bar Chiyuva. Says the Taz, I have a problem. The problem is as follows. And this is the problem that I found was in the family, says the Taz. Because I asked my father-in-law, and he had this problem, such a serious problem, that I heard Mikriya Shmua, and now he wrote in Bach, right here, that because of this, he was docha the entire Pesach of Shulchan Aruch. Had Shulchan Aruch passed in here, like the Rush of the Maharam, like the Rush, is there a chiyuv for avelus? No. Because the whole Yisod is Tashlumin. Mela, we say that since the whole Yisod is Tashlumin, if he wasn't chayiv at the time that it fell, there's absolutely no chiyuv Tashlumin. But says the Taz, this is very similar to Machlokas we had in the very beginning of the Kolo. Machlokas in Tzimishim and Aleph, Sif Beis, what the din is, by Havdalah, a person who was an onein on Motzei Shabbos and only has a chur on Sunday, does he have a chiyuv Havdalah or not? What do we say in such a situation? There the Maharam said, this is a chiyuv Havdalah. Maharam said, this is a chiyuv Havdalah, the chiyuv is chal now. The Rush said, this is a chiyuv Tashlumin. And Havdalah is only Tashlumin if he can't be chayev b'shas havdala, he's not going to be chayev for the tashlumin. So there, we have a very parallel machlokas. Machlokas Maram and Rush, Machlokas Maram and Rush, has Rav Aruch Pasman here, like the Rush, that since the whole lovers of Avelus is tashlumin, once the chiyuv cannot be chal, there's no tashlumin of Avelus. How does Rav Aruch Pasman in Shimon Aleph, as far as an owning, making havdala once the chur happens, like the Maram, that once the internment happens, there is a chiyuv for Abdullah. Says the Taz, I don't understand. Make up your mind. Are you a Maram person or a Rush person? So says the Bach, so says the Taz. The Bach is both of the Shulchan Aruch because of this, and the Taz is a whole noopshat. It says the Shach, hold on. Come again. There's no connection. Just the words Rush, words Maram, words Tashulman there. One is the din of the chiyuv Havdalah. He doesn't say what his problem is. He says, Bekal, you can answer. One is the din of the chiyuv Havdalah, one is the din of the chiyuv Avelus. L'chora, one could shaper yeshulchalik between the two cases. But Lamaisa, the Taz is bothered by this stira, he says in Shulchan Aruch. Here we have Malchus Maram and Rush by Tashulman. We pass like the Rush. There we have Malchus Maram and Rush by Tashulman. We pass like the Maram, that there is a chiyuv Havdalah. So let's hold off on the questions. Lamaisa, the Taz says, I think, who am I to say this, says the Taz? L'hachnas Roshi been between Rebbe and Talmud, between the Maram and the Rush. But I'll tell you, I think, you know who's right? Nobody. The Rush is right in Psach, but Lav Mitameh. The Maram holds that it's parallel to Yontif, and the Rush says, no, here it's different because of the Lamas of Tashlumin. But says the Rush, says the Taz, before the Rush is wrong as well. It's not even Tashlumin. What's the Raya? From Gemara in Sanhedrin. Says the Taz, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that Mem Zayinim obeys. The Gemara says that a person who's one of the people who had Mises Bezdin does not have any Avelos. You're not Misabel for him, because he's a Russia. As we saw, for a person who's a Russia, people don't, extreme Russia, there's no Avelos. So the Gemara says that a person who is killed as one of the Harudei Bezdin does not have Avelos. Why not? Says Ravashi Amar. Rashi says the following reason. Avelus, when does Avelus start? Mistimas Agolel, as we saw, as soon as the Kfura happens. It says the Gemara, Kapara me'emas ha'kahavya, l'chichazu tzari the Kivra Purta. When does the Kapara happen? When he's in the Kivra a little bit. It says the Gemara, this person, when he's buried, is a Rasha. Indeed, Mises Bezdin, together with being in the Kivra a little bit, is Mechaper, so by the time he was killed and was in the kever a little bit, he's now a tzaddik. Why don't we have avelus for this person now? Says the Gemara, no. When he was buried, he was a Rasha. And that's when the avelus should have happened. 2 minutes after he's buried, he now has kapara. Now he's a tzaddik, we should have avelus for a tzaddik. Says the Gemara, no. But since the avelus should have been chal when he's buried, once it can be chal when he's buried, it can't be chal anytime after that either. Says Rashi on Sanhedrin Memzayin Rabbi Zirah Maskel Ho V'Nidchu. Don't tell me it's like Yontif. That on Yontif we say once the Avelus is Chal on Yontif, it can't be Chal, so it's observed after Yontif. Says Rashi, no. There, Avelus really can start on Yontif a little bit. He can't do things with Faresia, people can be Menach on him. There are little things that apply even on Yontif, so it's not really Nidcha. But here, this person was a Rasha. So in the time that he was interred, could there be any Avelus demonstrated for him? No, because he was a Rasha. A minute later he has Kapara, then he's going to be considered a Tzaddik, but since at the time that he was interred, when the Avelus should have been Chal, it was not Chal, it's never going to be Chal ever. Says the Taz, that is open and shut case, Psach, like the Rush. Lav Mitameh, it's even better that it's out Rush in the Rush. Because we see Mefurish, that if there's Avelus that should be Chal, at a specific time, it is not Chal, Mamela, we never ever say that it can be Chal after that. It says the Taz, that's why Pashtun, Halacha Maisa, like the Shulchan Aruch, but even better than Shulchan Aruch, because of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. However, it seems in this situation, from this Stimas Tivei Shulchan Aruch, what would be the din for Chinuch? Is there a din of Chinuch on a Katan? Avelus, Chinuch for Avelus on a Katan? What does it sound like from Shulchan Aruch? It sounds like there's no Avelus, because we're only talking about after his Higdil. However, the Taz in Siman Shin Mem Aleph, Sivkat in Tezvav, in Shin Mem, it says the Hilchos Tria, we saw this Taz. The Taz says, quotes from the Drisha, that from the fact that a person does Tria for a Katan, we mentioned this discussion, why one does a Tria for a Katan, maybe Amos Nefesh, but the Drisha says that the fact that one does Tria on a Katan demonstrates that there is a Velos, Chinuch and a Velos for a Katan. And the Taz quotes this Drisha. And here the Shach and the Pilzat Hesef, as well as the No, the Yehuda jump. They say it doesn't seem to make any sense. It's not true. First of all, it's only true for Tria. What's a Raya, says the Shach? This Rush. Because this Rush says, when is the Chiyuv of Avelus? Why is there no Chiyuv of Avelus for this Katzon? Because his Chiyuv of Avelus only is Chal when he is a Gadol. Mashma, that when he was a Katzon, there was absolutely no Avelus that was Chal altogether. So says the Taz, says the Shach, you Taz yourself, like the idea, you quote the idea of in Shulchan Aruch, of the Rush, that Mishahivdil, there's no Avelus, that seems to be telling you that there's no Chinuch either. It's only when he's Hivdil that Avelus is going to start. Masha, there's no Chinuch for a Katan. That's also the Taino that the Nozbi says in Nodom Revava on in Simen Shin Mem, on the Taz in Simen Katan Tezvav. So the Taz in Shin Mem Tezvav seems to say there is chinuch, but Lamaisa, the post Yom Ardoche from this Yisrael and Shulchan Aruch, seems there's no chinuch. The whole idea of Velos will only start once he is Hidliel. The Pesach Shuvah here in Sifkat and Dalid says that even though there's no din of chinuch, there's no din of Velos for a katan, for Shuvah Shloshim, what's the one thing that's missing? What's the other part of Velos that Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention? Yudbeis Chodesh. It's very possible, says the Pesach Shuvah, that there's a difference in lumness, as we mentioned several times, between Shiva and Shloshim and Yudbeis Chodesh. What's Shiva and Shloshim? That's Avelus. What's Yudbeis Chodesh? Fundamentally, it's a din in Kibbutz of Aim. Mele, he says, truly that once this Katan is Hivdil, Kibbutz of Aim he still has. And therefore, even though his Avelus didn't start, Yudbeis Chodesh is not an extension of Shiva and Shloshim. It's a din of Kibbutz of Aim. Might be that it applies even in this situation. That's the Pesach Shuvah quotes, and no one disagrees with this Pesach Shuvah. In Simen Shin Tzadi Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch quotes different types of Avelus, different types of Edus for a person to use for Avelus. And the Shach quotes the Bidyasot of the Bach. The halacha is, we passed in Evan Ezer, in Simen Yud Zayin, by Edus Isha, that if a Jewish person writes B'chsav and signs his name and says that this person died, that's enough to let his wife get married. That's enough to remove the status of Aruna from his wife. Even though it's not Edus, of course, that's enough. Says the Bach, according to that Yisod, in Shulchan Aruch, since we say whatever a person is allowed to get married, whatever edus we can use to get married on, a person can use also for avelus, should come out from there, that if a person writes a letter b'chsav, that he has seen someone else die, and sends the letter b'chsav, person should be mezabel on that, just like the person the wife should get married. And that's the way the Shach quotes in the Bach, halach l'maisa. But the Bach here has two different situations. The Bach says, in most situations I say that that's true. Mamela says the Bach, if a person finds a letter in his mailbox that says his brother died, what should be the din of that person? Does he have to sit Shiva and Shloshim? Says the Bach, yes. Because we presume that the Derech Pal, Cheskas Chai, until the person found the letter in his mailbox, that person was alive. Now he found the letter in his mailbox, an undated letter. He doesn't know when the letter came. He presumes that his brother just died within the past few days. We know that in Shmur Krova, if a person hears about Aved Avelus within 30 days, he's a chiyuv to demonstrate Avelus, Shuv and Shloshim. Says the Bach, in most situations, a person finds the letter postmarked, the postmark is rubbed out, doesn't know when it was dated, says his family member died, he has to observe Avelus. But the Bach says, I had one situation with Rav Shmuel Katz in Krakow. He got a letter far away from somewhere else in Europe, and the letter was dated 26 days ago. The letter was dated 26 days ago, and the person says, in theory, it could have been that this person is a Shmur Krova. If the letter is dated 26 days ago, and now he died 26 days later, Lukhora, he should demonstrate Avelus. He should sit Shuvah. That's within 30 days. But says the Bach, no. Because who wrote that letter? One of the big postim wrote it to this brother, Shmuel Katz, the doctor in Krakow. Since one of the big postim wrote it from Venice, he would understand that if it really happened within 30 days, since it's a tzad, he could reach Shmuel Katz, the rofe, the doctor, within 30 days. That would mean, halakhically, the person should sit Shuvah. From the very fact that the person didn't write when it happened, says the Bach, l'chora, it's a proof that it happened a long time ago. Because chazaka al-chavesh, inim rotzim itach yodah dosh, inim asutan, a chacham can never let people make mistakes with their property or with their words. So had it been that this letter was a recent letter saying that the person passed away within 30 days, the chacham would have written that it happened recently. So even though it was postmarked or written within 26 days, obviously he was writing the old news, or else he wouldn't have written it on the off chance that it could still mandate him to have a velos, and therefore one does not have to have a velos at all. So this is the Bach Halacha Maisa. And that's the Shach quotes both of these cases. And it discusses further the idea of Uchmina Rechaz Kaso. And the Shach says, L'maisa, what happens if a Chacha made a mistake? If Ira Shehoru, the aimless L'Sa'avel Misafik. The person passions, the Mora Hora passion, the person should not be Misa'avel. And then it turns out he made a mistake. Says the Shach, I'm not sure, the Mara Mintz quotes, if he should go and be Misa'avel now or not. But says the Shach, the way we have it, a person should be misabel. Sounds like the Shach is saying. So let's say this case of Shmuel Katz. Shmuel Katz got the letter, this doctor in Krakow got the letter 26 days after it was written. And the Mahara said, like the Bach, there's no case to be misabel. It probably was written, probably happened much more than 26 days ago. And all of a sudden they find out 40 days later that no. Actually, the person died only 26 days before. I mean, when you got the letter in your hand, Rosh Molkatz, the doctor, you should have been misabel. Says the Shach, Maravins has a suffix, should he be misabel then or not, 40 days later or not? And says the Shach, Finez Daiti Tzar Chazabel, he should be misabel. So Benji pointed out, Benji and Yehuda were bothered by this Shach. The Shach says, comes out, Halacha Maisa, that, again, what's the case? What happens? A person got a letter 26 days later. When he got the letter 26 days later, he went to the Bach. Bach says, oh, don't be misabel. Then, 2 months later, let's say, they found out that, no, the Bach was wrong. This person just died 26 days beforehand, which means that the person should have been misabel. So the Shach says, I think he should be misabel now. Ayein shin salivov. Submission shin salivov. The problem is, Benji pointed out to me, and Yehuda asked a very good question, what do we pass in? If a person hears after, if a person, even if amazed, was not noig avelos after shloshim, does he have a chiyuv to be noig avelos after the shloshim is over? No. So, what's the Shach talking about? What does the Shach mean? Even if 3 months later, if it turns out the Bach made a mistake, he should be misadil. It doesn't make any sense. It's Ashur Kasha. Who asked this Kasha? None other than the Shach himself. Says the Shach in the Kuzat HaKesef on the next page. There's a long Bach, a long Taz. The Taz says that no, you have an idea of Ches Tos Chai. The person is considered alive. And says the Shach at the very end, Mashu Kasav, Dim Horeb Hamorah. This is like 10 lines up from the bottom of Ches Tos Chai. The Ein Tzarech L'Zabel. In the case of the person who passed in incorrectly, V'achrach No Deshoye L'Mefreya Tol Chlamid, Ein Tzarech L'Achrach L'Zabel, Yofer Kasav. The Taz was right on that point. That's what I wrote. L'maisa, I hold that if 3 months later they find out the Bach made a mistake, should they be misabel and mafreya? No. Aye. The Shach says he should. He says no. Not like he says in the Shach that in my opinion that one has to be misabel. The printer's made a mistake, says the Shach. The printer's printed Tzarech Chazabel, but I know what I really wrote. I wrote one should not. So I see that in the Shach, in the earlier printings, apparently the Shach was written, then the Taz came out, and the Shach saw the Shulchan Aruch with the Taz, so wrote how it goes on the Taz. But he saw also the Shach. So the Shach is wrong. The Shach says, I'm wrong because I didn't write that. I really wrote that in such a case, there should be no Avelos. The printer just printed something wrong in my name in the Shach. But in reality, luckily the printer's attestive, it says that one should be misabel. That's why Michael and Yor Shulchan Aruch, which is the new and improved version, Tzarech Sadaf, they put in parentheses Tzarech based on the Shach himself. You can't take out the words from the which the Mark has in Bar Ilan. They still have the old words of the Shach. If you just correct the words of the Shach, you don't see what the Tzarech was talking about. The Tzarech is fixing his own words, but if the Shach is fixed, then you can't see what the Tzarech meant when he is fixing it. But he's fixing the Maisa. What it says, even if the person made a mistake, once Shulchan is over, there's no chiyuv to be misabel. Very quickly, in Simon Shin Sadiches, the halacha is Avelos Rishon Daraisa. Machokas Rishonim, Machokas Ramban, and other Rishonim is Avelos Rishon Daraisa or not. How does the Shulchan Aruch Pashtin? So the Shulchan Aruch sounds like he Pashtin Shin Sadiches that it's Daraisa. Yesh Omrim that it's It's only the Rabbanon. However, the Yishach points out that if you look later in Siman Shin Tani Tests, Sivkot and Yudimol, Shulchan Aruch seems to draw on a long discussion of saying Avelos and Rishon is the Araisa, but then holds at the end, Olam Nodin, that it's only the Rabbanon, and the Ramah says, open and shut, it's the Rabbanon. Sound like even the Shulchan Aruch holds that it's the Rabbanon. The question is, even if it's the Rabbanon, where does this come from? The Rambam writes in fact, Aleph, 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 Avelos. What Rabbanon? This is a very special Rabbanon. Who is the Rabbanon that made Avelos? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Tikkun Leim Yisrael, the Shiris Mei Avelos, and Shiris Mei Mishnah. The Rav has a whole drasha where he explained what's the connection. In the middle of Hilchos Avelos, the Rav, the Rambam quotes, Moshe was mistaken two things, Shiris Mei Mishnah and Avelos. What does Mishnah do in the middle of Avelos? That should be in some other part of Rambam, not here. The Lamaisa of the Rambam says Moshe Rabbeinu was misapping this idea of Shiva Simei Avelos. So it's a very early Drabbanon, the Avelos of Shiva. Shloshim, maybe not, but Shiva, yes. That's Drabbanon. If it's the Raisa, it means that it can be the Raisa. The problem is the Rambam writes that it's the Raisa. There's one that's Divrei Sofrim. Who's Divrei Sofrim? Ishtar Nesua. It's only Divrei Sofrim. The problem is the Ramban says, what do you mean? Ishtar Nesua, a person who's married, a wife is only Drabbanon? It's not true. The Gemara makes a drasha from a pasuk that a wife who's married is the Raisa. Why does the Rambam write Divrei Sofrim? Says the first mission, the idea that he writes time and time again, of course, the first mission explains that no, don't make the mistake that some silly people make and say that when the Rambam writes the Divrei Sofrim, it means the Rabbanon. We know the Rambam uses the word Divrei Sofrim for many situations. Sometimes the Rabbanon, sometimes the Raisa. It means anything which is learned from a drasha could be Divrei Sofrim. Mamela, when the Rambam writes the Divrei Sofrim for a wife, that doesn't mean it's the Rabbanon, that just means that it's only learned from a drasha, which is why the Rambam uses the words Divrei Sofrim. Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch passage that Avelos Yom Rishon is the Rabbanon, it sounds like. And certainly the Ramah in Shin Tzadi Tes passes that Avelos Yom Rishon is going to be the Rabbanon. That's the Ramah, Shin Tzadi Tes Sif Yudimah, which was the Badei Shulchan is bothered by a question of Halacha Maisa. We saw that in Siman Shin Mem Aleph, Hilchos Aminus, there's a Machlokas Rishonim, what the din is of Avelos B'Shas Aninus. Is Avelos, like the Rambam says, only Chal once the Kura happens? Or no, Avelos even is Chal before the Chura happens, B'Shas Aninus. Machlokes on who? Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam says it's only Mestima Sadrolel. The Ramban holds that no, it's even true, as soon as the Ptira happened, there's already a Chiyuv of Aninus. Zach the Ramban, why? Because I hold really Avelos Yom Rishon is Daraisa, because Aninus is Daraisa. Aninus is Daraisa, and Avelos is Daraisa, says the Ramban. So since it's Daraisa, it applies right from when the Ptira happens. Says Badei Shulchan, I don't understand them. Halacha Maisa, why? What was the whole Yisod? Why did the Ramban pass them that Aninus includes Dinei Avelos? Only because the Ramban holds Lushitaso, it's clear in the Taras Adam. Ramban understands that since Avelos is Daraisa, it starts right away. Says Badei Shulchan, I don't understand why then the Ramah splits the Psach. The Ramah passed in this Halacha Maisa, Avelos Yom Rishon Daraisa, the Rabbanon, only the Rabbanon. But the Ramah still passed in Shimam Aleph, Sifkan Nehe, Yesh Omrim, the Ramban, that there's an Isra of Avelos. B'Shas Aninus. That's only the Ramban that holds Avelos and Aninus Yom Rishon is the Araisa. That's what the Ramban holds this. But since we hold Avelos Yom Rishon is the Rabbanon, where everyone should hold, not like the Ramban, that there's no reason to say that one should demonstrate Avelos B'Shas Aninus. And he buys fair why the Ramban, the Ramah even quoted this Psach, if it's only the Ramban, and the Ramban also holds Avelos is the Araisa, since he holds Avelos is the Rabbanon, there should be no reason to passion that B'Shas Aninus Avelos would have to be demonstrated at all. Tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we'll do Siman Shin Tzadi Tes. Very important Siman as far as Regal and Avelos.